Well, for snow lovers, we're really coming down to the final couple weeks here, coming down to the wire, and the pattern that we're in right now, not going to suggest anything close to that. Mild, even with the rain, even with the clouds, and now we're talking about something that we typically see. I mean, it's not abnormal, right, Eric, for March, for us to see this kind of weather here in the Mid-Atlantic, but maybe a little more representative of what we typically see in April and May, these days where it's rainy, it's windy, it's even if it's not raining, it's still cloudy and cool, temperatures in the 50s, maybe 60s if we're lucky. Well, that's where we're at right now, and for the final couple of weeks of winter, this is actually not bad from a comfort standpoint, but you know, it's we're getting an accelerated start here to the season.
It's just been such a wet start, though. Just the second day of the month, our first rainstorm, and then today, and we've just got a whole parade of rainstorms on the line for the next few days. Two more that we're eyeing, but in between that, remember Sunday?
Sunday was beautiful.
Oh my gosh, it might have been the best day of the
great
entire
day.
Year
Felt
so
Felt good
far.
In the afternoon to be outside.
Nice. Took a walk, barely a cloud in the sky. I didn't see any cloud, and near 70 degrees. It felt great out there. So that was the exception to the rule of what you were talking about and how it's just an unsettled start to the month. A lot of clouds, and even just the end of yesterday, it was just a stark difference from what it was on Sunday. So Sunday was the exception to the rule of what the majority of the weather this week is looking to be shaping up as a wet and dreary one.
And we get to we get in the Mid-Atlantic into these patterns where in spring, early spring, it's really tough to get these nice sunny days that feel really nice with temperatures. Usually, and we'll talk about this here at the when we get to the end of this pattern here this coming weekend and the next week, usually when we get back to sunny skies, it's typically coming with a cold air source, meaning chillier temperatures. Obviously, it doesn't feel as nice to be outside with the sunshine. But between now and the start of next week, you said before, kind of a parade of storms that we're going through. We had the rain on Saturday.
Yep.
We had the rain today.
A lot of recording about an inch of rain with that system, by the way.
We got about an inch of rain with that system. Monday night into Tuesday morning, we're recording this podcast here on Tuesday morning. Just got done with that second batch of rain.
Yeah.
Rain totals around a half inch, I'd say, on average. There were a couple places
average.
A little higher than that. And then now we're focusing here on Wednesday afternoon and evening. If you're downloading this on Wednesday, you know that this is an event that's starting as you're listening to this. Getting into another rainfall potential. And now with a saturated ground, with the rain rates expected to be a little higher with this system, with totals expected to be more, could be looking at some flooding problems.
I would just like to mention some enlightening news is that it seems like quite a bit of the recent model guidance has shifted the heaviest rainy and the strongest winds a bit more to the east offshore, which is good news in that sense. But, I mean, we could still be talking about maybe another inch and a half of rain if things come together with Wednesday's storm, which is, you know, already adding another inch or so of rain to the over 1 to 2 inches of rain we've already received over the past few days. And, you know, February, I've said this before, has been a lot kinder to us in terms of the amount of the rain compared to January and December, which were just obscenely wet. And you remember in early January, much of December, we had all those flooding problems with these potent rainstorms, and February was just a lot calmer in that sense. So
probably some good news considering how wet we're going to be now that we didn't have.
With the
such
initial rainstorms we've had for the start of this month, it just has been as bad because the ground has been able to dry out a bit. But now, just because we're getting this barrage of rainstorms, it's just kind of accumulated to what's a developing saturated ground. So now the flooding threat is a little bit higher now than it was, at least initially, with these rounds of rain.
And unlike those storms you were talking about in January and back in December, less of a coastal flooding risk, which a lot of that was
we're not looking at a coastal flooding risk.
This is a seep, like to call seepage or saturation type flooding. Mm-hmm. And getting an idea of some parts of Delmarva that are already susceptible to this is a problem. Maybe, you know, for those that are away from a shoreline, this is the worst thing that they have to deal with. Like the swampy areas of Dorchester County, for instance. Mm-hmm. I was driving around this weekend on Saturday in the afternoon after we were done with that rain. And just some of the areas that had taken on water, that the water was just still sitting there. And that wasn't a huge rain event. And like you said, February, we didn't have that wet of a month. So these are areas which you know, hadn't seen a lot of rain recently, and they already had high water problems. And I hear from people a lot of times, and Deal Island, places back into Dorchester County that I was talking about as well, that they get done with some of these rain events, and it could be weeks where that water sits there.
That is true, yeah.
So you got those type of communities that I think in a pattern like this, that just makes things a lot worse for them. And, you know, enough rain and enough saturation with the ground that areas that typically don't see high water could start to see some of that.
Forward.
Yeah.
At least for the next few days.
So we've got the big storm Wednesday that we talked about. The one for the weekend, that one's kind of, you know, remains to be seen, I guess, how strong it will be. Some of the variables coming together with it.
I think some of the ensemble runs. Well, not damaging wind gusts by any means. It just looks like a little bit more of a gusty storm.
Yeah.
And also take into account that Sunday is the new moon as well. So perhaps with the weekend storm, there may be a little bit, because it also looks like there's more of an onshore flow as of right now. So you combine that with like an approaching new moon, and maybe, just maybe, we might be looking at a little bit more of a coastal flooding issue with that one. Of course, you know, we'll iron out the details as we get closer.
Well, that's the interesting
thing. It's just not good news, though.
It's interesting about Delmarva. We just have different phases of flooding that we talk about. You know, some places it's just flash flooding. You talk about inland areas, that's usually the case with the big storms in the summer or the spring or even the fall. But for us, we have just multitudes of or just an array of different type of flooding situations that we can occur here being on a peninsula.
Yeah.
And more importantly, having such...
Essentially the same
elevation.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, elevation.
There is not much change in our topography here at all.
At all, yeah.
Yeah. So you're mentioning that. We've got the rainy weekend expected for the final...
I would say mostly Saturday.
Mostly then, Saturday, that's right.
Well,
that's the final storm system in this string that's coming through.
Basically four storm systems in... Just over a week, like over 8 days. That's four storm systems. That's
a lot. Averaging one every 2 days.
Might as well cue the marching parade.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if that's not a spring pattern, what is? You know, and you know, we're a little early on it, but we go into next week.
And it's kind of like what you said when we talk about next week is how, like, you know, usually when you get these dry spells, sometimes we'll be able to cold front and cool things down. You know, right now, you know, we're getting a lot of mild flow, but it's also an air mass influenced by the Gulf and the Pacific. So it's like, again, it's mild air surging in, but then you got all these disturbances and all this moisture to tap into. And then starting next week, actually Sunday, but mostly into Monday, it does dry out. But kind of a bit more back to reality in terms of where we should be for this time of year. Back down
near average.
To near average, but it's it looks blustery too. So kind of a stark difference. Feeling a bit chilly, actually. Even though that's average, it's going to feel quite different from what we've seen, at least as of recent, with the
averages now.
The warm air that we've seen.
The average is now low 30s for lows, low 50s for highs.
But then there's signals that we might be warming back up
later
in the week, but you know, that's far out.
Well, some good news here this weekend for people who enjoy daylight. Well, it really does depend on your work schedule, too. I've talked to a few people who are third shifters or on some of the later shifts where earlier sunsets benefit them because they have to go to bed earlier. Talking to you, meteorologist Jake Grant. He's in the room right now. But
right here. With the later sunsets do not help those who have to get up very early in the morning.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of people, happy about springing forward here this weekend, 1 hour.
Yeah, sunsets after
just
7.
Just a reminder.
After 7 p.m. I guess since, because I don't have a schedule like Jake, it's like I'm kind of happy about it, I guess. But at the same time, I'm just kind of neutral about it. I just go with the flow, but, you know, it would be nice to have a later sunset for someone like me who doesn't have a particularly early sleep schedule.
Well, and at this time of the year when we start to warm up, and we haven't quite got there yet, but when we start talking about the beaches and getting outside and enjoying some of the outdoor stuff that Delmarva is known for and is wonderful for in the spring and summer, this is the key here is getting that later sunset.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people talk about that. They're like, you can't click into that feel until you can get into these evenings where you could be outside having dinner on a patio, something like that, where the sun is still up.
It'll be nice.
Own, though. But I know there's some people, like I said, who want to get the earlier sunset so you can sleep, have to get up early, but even for the days off or if a weekend is off for you, that it just lends itself to better time for activities later in the evening.
It does. Of course, there's the whole winter blues and
all of that.
A lot, you know, mental health could be affected by, you know, just just the
Well, the sun angle, the lack of daylight in general, and now that the sun angle is starting to climb as well, so it's more of a direct sunlight. So I think the longer
really
days that, it feels
so
good.
It's so noticeable.
It's very beneficial to people.
There's even very noticeable blooming on the trees in down towards Accomack County. It's very noticeable.
I know you mentioned that when you were down there at the Mobile Weather Center earlier.
Yeah, a lot of flowering, especially of the red maples, which have these flowers that they usually come out around this time of year, more so before the leaf budding process on a lot of other trees. But it's noticeable, and of course the daffodils are out and about, which are usually early flowers to begin with in the season. But yeah, just
it's a sign.
It's a sign. It's beautiful. Right near the church here in Salisbury, and then of course I was at the Make Me Monument Park as well, and they've got daffodils there as well.
I did see that. That's where you were showing those.
Yes.
Even on that blustery cold day, it was.
Yeah, it was chilly, but you know, so it made a great day brighter.
There you go. So signs of spring just around the corner. I mean, we talked about our pattern that we're in right now.
Let's start talking about pollen soon.
That's where the negatives come in with it.
I know.
At least in this pattern, we've got some rain. You're thinking about pollen. This is the type of pattern that helps us out when we get into pollen season with the rainy every other day kind of episodes.
It's good to get the rain now, just kind of stock up in a sense to get everything greened up for spring. Just don't want too much.
I'm with you on that. So we'll keep an eye on it, and when we talk again next Wednesday, we'll be in a completely different weather pattern at that point. We'll recap how this week went, and looking ahead for the rest of March at that point as we count down the final days of spring. By the way, meteorological spring already started on March 1st, so depends on the way you look at it. We are already in spring, but getting close to the official start here soon on the calendar. But I think that's it for us this week. We will we'll lock it down here and talk again next Wednesday for another edition of WeatherWise. This is the podcast from the meteorologist here at 47ABC WMDT. For myself, meteorologist Eric Alf, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Thanks for downloading.